Great day at Flemington for Tiana Robinson. She's had a big few months with Fabergino, winning a couple of races now down the Flemington Straight recently, but also the injury that Tiana incurred. We'll talk to Tiana at the top of the show and find out what might lie ahead for Fabergino. Maybe a crack at the Lightning Stakes at Group 1 level. Good day for Calvin and Tony McAvoy yesterday. A great day for Greg Hickman with 11-11 winning. Gee, the Magic Millions has been a terrific carnival for him. Remember Parada and now 11-11 winning that race, getting the prize money from that race with Alligator Blood being disqualified last year and then first past the post yesterday for 11-11. Then at 9 o'clock, Dean Lester and Brendan Delaney will join me to look back on racing at the Gold Coast and Flemington primarily yesterday. We'll touch on that two-year-old victory of Remark. It's Sydney yesterday at Rose Hill, firming up in Golden Slipper betting. The stakes race at Flemington yesterday was the Kensington Stakes. Fabergino loves it down that straight course at Flemington.
On the outside, Brizardo, Sword of Mercy, Camp right behind the grey from WA. They were followed back towards the inside. Bonds Away, Milwaukee, Pandemic, Hal Vorson making ground. Great Duchess and Mr. Mogul down by the 200. Fabergino, the front runner. Bonds Away having a crack and Sword of Mercy coming through. Sword of Mercy moving up to Fabergino. Pandemic late. Fabergino in front. She's simply fabulous, the mare from WA. She's going to win again. Fabergino beats Sword of Mercy, Pandemic, Hal Vorson, Bonds Away. Then Brizardo.
Well, she's certainly a grey mare. She stands out in the crowd and she headed the crowd yesterday all the way down the Flemington Straight. And to the joy of her trainer, Tiana Robinson, who joins us this morning. Congratulations, Tiana.
Morning. Thank you.
How are you feeling this morning?
Yeah, feeling pretty good. It was excellent to see her back at the track and back in the winner's stall. So it definitely makes the trip all worthwhile.
With the fact that there's been restrictions on travel across the borders into Western Australia, how have you managed both your own travel and the mayor's travel in the last couple of months?
So she stayed in Melbourne the whole time since she came over in September. There aren't really any flights readily available. And it's worked well for her. There really isn't that much at home once you get up in the ratings with horses like this anyway. It's obviously made it a little bit more difficult for me. The borders all seemed to magically open up and everything fell into place after that last start. I got home for a few weeks and continued travelling back and forward between the two stables. But that's all changed again. And so I've been over here for 2 weeks now and probably for another 4 weeks heading into the next run after yesterday's effort.
How do you replicate your training regime in Western Australia over here? Where do you have her stabled?
She's stabled down in the Mornington Peninsula at Jason Warren's place. It's a beautiful property. You know, she's training off the track. It's fairly similar to home, minus the fact that obviously in Perth we train a lot more on deep sand, but she's really happy. She's settled in down here and I just can't fault her much. From the day that she got off the plane this trip, she's just been really happy. She's been eating well and it's showing race day.
Racing Australia has you listed as training at a place called Bennett Springs, which sounds like a lovely place for a holiday. What can you tell us about Bennett Springs?
Yeah, we're only about 15 minutes from Ascot in Perth. It's a little town in the Swan Valley. It's nice, it's local. We've got a track on the property, which is really helpful, and we work about 40 horses off the property. We do all Adam Durant's babies and pre-trainers, so it keeps us busy, and yeah, maybe the only difference is just the weather is a little bit kinder to us in Perth.
And the injury that you sustained going back a while ago, what's the latest on your recovery there?
Yeah, it's just a slow process. I'm getting there. I'm up and about. I'm walking without crutches now. So it's just a time thing. Hopefully I'll be back in the saddle in a couple of weeks or months. I'm not too sure. But, you know, I'm up and about and I'm able to do what I love to do. So yeah, just have to keep thinking positively.
How's Fabergino feeling this morning?
Yeah, she looks like she's pulled up pretty well. She's pretty happy in herself. I think the one positive over here is the tracks do have a bit of give in them, so that definitely seems to be helping her come through the next couple of days after each run and bounce back a little bit quicker. So she seems pretty happy.
What's her regular routine? You're able to space her runs and she's dashing over the short courses. What type of workload does she have between races?
She's a really fit horse. She does work herself quite hard, so she doesn't really need that much galloping between runs. She's a little bit unusual like that. She'll only go to the track for one bit of pace work each week. So she'll have a couple of days in the paddock now and just trotting and canning around the farm for a few days, and then we'll see her back at the track in about 10 days for a gallop, and yeah, we'll just keep it simple between now and the lightning.
She's building a terrific record. I suppose from your point of view, she's won that stakes race here yesterday, and we know she's up to that level. How do you think she'll measure up against the likely stronger company of the Lightning Stakes?
I think we know that she's got ability. She runs times every time she wins races. It's just about the conditions. I think if she can get there, and we know that she loves Flemington, she loves the straight course, she loves the 1,000. If she could just get a nice, firm, fast track, I think that should be right in the mix. But as with racing, you need a lot of luck on the day, and the weather gods, unfortunately, aren't in our hands. So I think if everything was to suit, I think she'd be really competitive over a 1,000-metre race like that.
She's developed a great relationship with Jordan Childs. How did that relationship came about when you brought her here for her first Victorian run?
Yeah, so I was actually looking for a jockey the first time we come over at the start of the year. Obviously, Peter Nucky travelled with us for a first run this prep, and he was injured at the time. So I was talking to Adam McGrath, and he sort of threw in a few names and a few strike rates. And I think Jordan's a very underrated jockey. He's got a fabulous strike rate. He's a really good rider. You watch him ride, he rides all sorts of horses really well. He's really cool and calm on them, which suits a horse like her that can be quite highly strung, as she showed yesterday. So, I'm really fortunate to find someone like him. He's a really hard worker, and he's gone out of his way to help me since I've been injured with coming down and meeting up with her for track work. So I'm really grateful to have found someone like him to help me on this journey.
One of the great backstories to Fabergino is a diverse ownership group. A number of people in the UK who used to love to travel to come and watch her race. Obviously, COVID with the global pandemic has put that a little bit on the back burner. What communications have you been able to have with her loyal fan base in the UK?
Yeah, it's a shame that it's been a really trying year for everyone. I know that they've had it quite hard over there, and they love coming to see her, that they'll just have whirlwind trips and they'll land here for 24 hours to watch her race. They are really big supporters of her, and I know that everyone in their town gets on board and they all stop and watch her race at God knows what time of the morning. So hopefully at some point they might get to see her run again, but it would be lovely to see them come over. I had a little bit of a chuckle yesterday because she's always been known at home as a Liverpool Grey, but to hear her as now being the Grey from WA, I thought it's quite fitting, and I'm not sure if they'll agree, but I did have a little laugh about that.
Well, you're doing a terrific job with her, Tiana, and great to hear that you're on the road to recovery also health-wise and strength-wise, and hopefully back in the saddle sooner rather than later. But importantly, looking forward to Fabergino head towards that Group 1 contest, the Lightning, down the straight in the weeks ahead, and congratulations on the performance yesterday.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Tiana Robertson, Fabergino, again winning down the straight, now heading to the Lightning Stakes. Jordan Childs developing a great association with the Grey from WA.